This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Haba'im. Hope everybody's doing well. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're going to try to finish what we're going to call Daf Vav today, which is basically our third Daf of learning Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber just said in Sivva, one cannot walk in a completely erect posture, and one is not allowed to walk Dalet Amos Begiloi Harosh. One cannot walk four cubits if his head is uncovered. Why? The Rama says because of Kavod Ashchina. It's disrespectful to God to walk bareheaded for Amos, indoors, outdoors. V'yivdoik nekavav, you should check if you have to go to the bathroom before you daven. Haga, v'yichase kol gufay, you should cover your whole body. V'loyelech yochev, you should not walk barefoot. V'yargal atzmei lipanois boikar v'erev, you should train yourself to defecate in the morning and in the evening. That's considered energetic and cleanly, clean behavior for tefillah. And it's probably good health advice as well, that one should train themselves to clear themselves out in the morning and in the evening. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discussed, okay, we understand you're not allowed to walk four cubits with one's head uncovered. But the Mishnah Berurah added that even less than four cubits is midas chasidus, not to walk with your head uncovered, even when you're sleeping at night. Interestingly, this inyan of covering your head in the sleep, they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, well, what if you see somebody went to sleep and their yarmulke fell off? Should you try to pick it up and cover their head? Reb Chaim said, yeah, you should try to do that. That, in other words, it's not a minor inyan. There's something significant about making sure that one's head, again, it's not obligatory. Covering one's head when sleep is not obligatory, but it's midas chasidas. The Mishnah Berurah brought that nowadays, especially for B'nai Ashkenaz, it's considered an outright isser to walk four cubits without a yarmulke, because b'chukoseyam lo yiseleichu. It's considered following in the ways of the Gentiles. Now, we also learned, regarding the prohibition of Giloy Harosh, whether one's own hand could be a cover, there is an opinion that yes, the Prima Gadam says, but not outdoors. Now we're going to learn about saying Hashem's name, Begiloy Harosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kol Niyabeis, Begiloy Harosh, the Kol Shekein She'asu Levarech, it is certainly prohibited to make a bracha, V'adin Lilmaid, or to learn Begiloy Harosh with one's hand uncovered. And in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah, he brings down, let's say you want to hear a bracha from someone else and be mechavan to be yoytzei, so the poskim say you cannot do so with begiloi harosh, because it's shomea ka'ina. What if you forgot, you made a mistake, and you davened without your head covered? Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo says you don't have to go back and daven. Rav Moshe in the Egros Moshe says you have to go back and daven, because since goyim in their houses of worship are makbet dafka to daven with their heads uncovered, so tadam b'rosh megula is considered an abomination, and therefore Moshe says you would have to daven again. V'loy mahani b'zeh kisayad. When it comes to davening or learning with one's head uncovered, it does not help to put your hand on your head. Even though regarding the Isser of walking Dalet Amos, there's an opinion putting your hand on your head does work, it does not work regarding saying Hashem's name. Why? Diyad v'roish chad gufa inon. Your hand and your body are one entity. V'ein aguf yochel lechasas es atzmoy. One body cannot cover another body. Now, someone else's hand, that might be permitted. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh b'shasat chak. Some are lenient b'shasat chak. You could use your hand. Could go in belayla, let's say at night. Shiroit zolishtos, you want to drink. V'ein loy kaveh b'roish, and you don't have a hat on your head. D'day v'mash mechasa roish b'yada. It's enough just to put your hand on your head. Aval yoyser toiv, it is better linoy k'mosha olam noigim, to accustom oneself in the manner that people accord themselves, namely, shemam shechabes yad shalabeged alayad, you extend the sleeve of your hand on your hand, umechasa by roishai, da'oz have a shaper kisa l'kulayama, then it would be a covering according to everyone. Another interesting halacha. You're putting on the shel rosh. Now, most people, when they put on the shel rosh, they take off their yarmulke for a minute to put on the shel rosh. You want to make sure you're not saying the bracha with your head uncovered. Says Mishnah Berura, the Kasmirgan, the Yeshuzar, Bishasanachat Tfilin Sharosh, the Primagadim says you should be careful when you put on the Tfilin Sharosh, Shaloy Yavarech HaBracha Bereish Megula, not to make the bracha with your head uncovered. It's very interesting, of course, in the censored version of the Mishnah Berurah, he brings, unless there's a law that you have to uncover your head before a governor, then Dina de Machusa Dina, the Mishnah Berurah puts in on a footnote, then you would have to basically follow the rule of the land and uncover your head in the presence of someone important. Uperuk Misa'arais. What about a toupee? What about a toupee? There's actually one of these from video producers that makes plays. They didn't want all the actors to wear yarmulkes because it looks ridiculous. On the other hand, they didn't want them to take off their yarmulkes or wear caps, so they basically made toupees for everyone. But we're going to see that's not really a good etza. Uperuk misa'arais, a toupee, af oisin shetum beged mitachli, even if there's a piece of cloth underneath, yesh lesar. You can't say, well, I don't have to wear a yarmulke now because I have a toupee. Mimnei maris ha'ayin. It's very interesting, meaning the choymer of yarmulke is such that we could even put maris ha'ayin on it. Sheyoyim rushasaris, and people are going to think it's hair. V'yesh makilin, some are lenient. I guess it depends how bad the toupee is. The worse the toupee is, the more of a heter it is not to wear a yarmulke. Okay. He brings in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah a very interesting halacha. He says, are you allowed to greet? You have someone who's not observant. You want to say, Shalom Aleichem. And you know he's going to say, Aleichem Shalom. Even though he's not mechavein for the name of Hashem. Rav Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe, in Chelek, Arachayim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem, Ois Chav Dalet, you should not tell someone Shalom Aleichem, even if he's going to respond to you Aleichem Shalom, Beli Kavana Klal. Instead, you should say Manishma. Fine. Weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, V'yivdoik Nekavav. You should check whether you have to go to bed. In other words, if you wake up in the morning, you can't just run to shul. Say, what do you mean? I don't feel an urge. It's not enough not to feel an urge. You have to sort of consciously make an assessment. Do I have to go to the bathroom now? Kedei she'yeh achakach gufay naki. So that afterwards your body is clean. And a very important halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tzadi Beis that let's say somebody could hold themselves in for 5 hours, but they feel somewhat of an urge, you're not allowed to daven. Okay, this is a very important halacha. If somebody has any urge at all, even though they could hold it in for 10 hours, you are not allowed to daven. If you daven, b'di'evid, you're yoytze, but you're not allowed to daven l'chachila. Now, if you're going to delay zman tefillah, then if you could hold it in 72 minutes, then you daven. However, if you're going to miss minyan, you miss minyan, even if you have any urge at all. So which means, before you daven shachris, mincha, or mariv, you go to the bathroom. That's just Jewish practice. Say, everybody has to do that? No, goyim don't have to do that. Before goyim go to shul, they don't have to go to the bathroom before mincha, mariv. But people who have a Jewish mother, before they pray, they have to go to the bathroom. Even, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's very slight. It's very mild. It doesn't matter. You're now at a daven. Mishnah Berurah says, because in Sim Tzadik Beis, Hikoin Likras Aleikach Yisrael, Shemar Raglecha Kasher Telch El Beis Holikim. So therefore, this is considered Zahirus and Zerizus. Kadeshi Acha Gufay Naki, so you have a clean body, B'shas Kabbalah Smacha Shemayim B'kriya Shema Tefillah. V'ein Tzach Rak B'dikalva, you just have to check yourself. V'im Ba'adek Esasa, V'in Rosa Atanga, you checked yourself, you made an assessment before Mincha, you don't have any urge at all. There's no, it's not a chayk, it's not like a paraduma. You have to go to the bathroom before Mincha, there's no such chayk. It's just if you have any urge at all, which Very often, if you make an assessment, more often than not, people do. Zed nikra min adin gufnok. But if you don't have an urge, that's called a clean body. V'chalila la'acher shuv avurzez man kriyashma ya'afil rak tefila b'tzimra. Now, if you don't have any urge at all, and you say, but I want to go to the bathroom for tefila, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to delay zman kriyashma, you're not allowed to delay tefila b'tzibur just for the sake of going to the bathroom. But if you have any urge at all, you don't daven until you go to the bathroom. Yachef, don't walk around barefoot. Now, l'chayra, this means, in general, amru chachameinu zal sheyimkar adam kamash yeshal vikach menal maragav. Sell everything you have. And buy shoes. If you're living in Saudi Arabia, it's permitted. So in case anyone listening from Saudi Arabia, you're allowed to walk barefoot over there. Let's say you're a program of tshuva. Yeah? Then mutter, you're allowed to do that. Did that for tshuva. So if any of you, you know, whatever, you're an accountant, you're a plumber, you're a lawyer, and you walk around barefoot on Main Street, we'll assume that that's your program of tshuva. Simen Gimel, Hanhagas Beis HaKiseh. Says the Mechaber, Kishayikones Beis HaKiseh, when you enter a bathroom, Yoimar, you should say, Hiskabdu Mechubadim. Honorable angels, I take leave of you. Because there's a concept that a person is always accompanied by heavenly angels, but they're not coming into the bathroom with you. So therefore, you have to politely take leave of them. Va'achshav loy nagul amr. Nowadays, we don't say it. Well, says Mishmar, why? We're not presumed to be so God fearing. That the angels accompany us. That we're going to ask them that they should wait for us. Now in the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah, he brings when you come home Friday night, where we say two malachim escort you. So, do they still escort us? So the Ben Ishchai writes in Oid Yosef Chai Parshas Vayid say that those angels, they're still around. Why? Because they're not coming for you. They're coming for Shabbos. So the angels that come for Shabbos, they're still hanging around. They walk you home Friday night. The angels that stam accompany you, that we don't assume anymore. What if you go to the bathroom Friday night on the way home from shul? So maybe then you do have angels, so then you should say, Hiskabdu Mechubadim. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld says, no. The angels are coming for Shabbos. Don't worry, they're not going to come into the Beis HaKiseh with you. They know the program already, but you don't have to take leave of them. However, the Chasam Sofer did not sing Shalom Aleichem Friday night, because the same way the angels don't accompany us regularly, they don't come Friday night either. Even though in the footnotes in Menhag Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer would whisper Shalom Aleichem, because Taka the Chasam Sofer, he did have Malachim. But he didn't think anybody else did, but he whispered it because he didn't want to be arrogant about the fact he's the only one who has angels Friday night. Okay, Sif Beis, let's see the beginning. Yehei Tsanua Bebeis HaKiseh. You should be modest in the bathroom. V'lo yegala atzmai ad sheyeshev. Do not uncover yourself until you sit. Even though we cited earlier that the opinion of Moshe Feinstein is that even though we said you should not undress yourself, but rather you should do it under the cover, Rav Moshe said, in a bathtub or shower, you could undress yourself with yourself uncovered, because in a sort of bathhouse or area of a shower, that's not a place where you're normally dressed, that does not apply to a toilet. Excuse the expression, just for the sake of being clear. Now, if people have a full bathroom with the shower near the actual Beis HaKiseh, it could be, Rav Moshe would be lenient. But in general, if it's a half bathroom and all there is a toilet, then even Rav Moshe would say you should not uncover more than you need to. And meaning, don't uncover yourself until you sit down, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'u adin shelo yakum shumago, you shouldn't get up while you're uncovered. I just want to read the beginning of the Be'er Halacha. Yehet Sanua, Ayin Bebracha Samach Beis Amad Aleph Ayin Beis, Demaflig HaGemara B'midas Atznias. There the Gemara speaks at length about Midas Atznias. Uvismak Moine Tznias LaMitzvah Da'iraisa. The smak counts modesty as one of the 613 mitzvahs. So one would have thought it's only a mida toiva ba'alma. The smak counts it as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Be'er Halacha goes on to say over there about the importance of making bathrooms in shuls and public areas. As we mentioned, that if somebody has the slightest urge, they're really not allowed to daven. Now, if there's no bathroom in the shul, and the bathroom is in an outhouse or back at home, nobody's going to observe that. People are going to delay going to the bathroom, and therefore the Be'er Halacha talks about the importance of having bathrooms, and enough bathrooms, and clean bathrooms, in an available close by to the Makom Tefillah. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful Shabbos. Thanks everybody for joining. We'll continue next week. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.